Our Collision 2018 coverage is proudly powered by Amazon Prime. Find out all the ways you can benefit from a Prime subscription and get a 30-day free trial by going to collision.live/prime and by audiobooks.com. Get a free 30-day trial and a book to keep by going to collision.live/audiobooks using promo code TRY70. Hey, our next guest is here. Hello.
Hello. How you doing?
Fantastic. Yourself?
Really well. Just got here.
Okay.
So far, it's been kind of weird for me as well.
Awesome. Why don't you introduce yourself to our viewers?
Sure. I'm Andrew Parker, founder and CEO of PAPA. PAPA connects senior citizens to college students for social interaction. We also help them with daily assistance and transportation. So it's going pretty well.
That's a really cool idea.
That's an amazing idea.
Thank you. Yeah, it was kind of unintentional to support my grandfather, PAPA, which is where the name comes from.
That is so awesome.
There's a lot of sweetness to it.
It's really awesome.
Thank you.
And so that's how this idea was born?
Yeah. I was at my full-time job. I wasn't available. My grandpa needed help. Home care wasn't really what he needed. I literally hired a local college student that was a neighbor of mine to go help him for one day, and he loved it, and I started looking at the data a little bit more closely and thought, wow.
What?
Yeah.
So obviously part of the idea is to intergenerational interaction.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. So just to give you a typical experience, a senior or their family would call us or use the mobile app, and they would request what we call Papa Pals, dressed as I am dressed now, who will go to their house, take them to the doctor, sit with them in the waiting room while they're waiting for the physician, afterwards go grocery shopping, and then when they get home, maybe watch some TV together.
Okay. That's really cool. And obviously, I'm assuming that this kind of falls into the gig economy type environment.
100%.
Okay.
Yep. But we do exclusively hire college students. We found them to be a unique network. A lot of them are nursing students or physician students, being a doctor.
Okay.
Interesting. That makes sense.
Yeah.
So I guess they make a profile?
Yeah. So just to explain how it works is every student, the Papa Pal has an app. So theirs is 100% app-based. They create a profile with their information. We take them through a pretty strict vetting process, which is a virtual interview, background check, motor vehicle report, insurance, things like that, and then some light training. And then they're ready to go, essentially. That takes about 2 weeks. We launched in South Florida, and that's kind of where we initially focused.
Oh, that's where I'm from.
Oh, really? Yeah, I live in Miami.
He's from Central Florida.
Oh, cool. Yeah, we just launched in Tampa. We're going to open up Orlando, Ocala soon.
We're from Tampa.
Yeah. Okay, cool. Yeah, Ocala has the Villages, which is like 100,000 seniors living in one zip code. Yeah. But anyway, that's how it works for the Papa Pals.
Okay.
And originally we built an app for the members, which we thought would be focused primarily on the family that was managing it for their, you know, mom or dad.
Mm-hmm. Right.
And so they can, through the app, create a profile. They start a membership. We have a monthly membership.
Okay.
And then they essentially create their account for themselves and their parent. And then they would be able to review Papa Pals and request one for today or a future event, and they could put in their tasks and everything. Wow. But interestingly, about 80% of the members are the seniors themselves, which was not what we expected.
Yeah, so that seems like a surprise.
It definitely was. And it's kind of a fun surprise, but then we had to shift and make it more telephone-focused.
Sure.
Right. So we do have kind of a fully integrated system, and then we have a call center of member specialists that are very friendly and patient, and they have a system where they essentially put the app into a computer. And then it tracks everything in real time. And at the end of the day, it's kind of a secret sauce of managing the technology part. And, you know, that's to make sure people show up. And then the magic of the intergenerational connection.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow.
It's a funny idea that just works.
Sure. It definitely works for a number of reasons. One, it's good to have that intergenerational interaction for both sides. But in particular on the senior side to get that opportunity to interact with somebody in college. It's a huge change, but it gives them the ability to get assistance in a way, you know, it's not
gross. It's not, I don't want this. It's fun.
Right.
Yeah. You're not, and you don't have to have that maybe personal stigma of hiring an assistant, a nurse, whatever. Maybe you're not there. That's not the thing.
Yeah. No, we like to say we're pre-care.
Yeah.
It would, like, I use my grandmother as an example. She's 87. She's completely fine. She doesn't have a car.
Okay.
And she's lonely. She would refer to it as bored. But, frankly, she doesn't need a home care provider, which people do need.
Sure.
Some of our members use both a home care service and us, and we're very open to that. But yeah, it's this removing that stigma of I don't need to be cared for, but I kind of just want someone to be there for me.
Right.
Yeah.
And I guess when the senior citizen makes the request, do they put their itinerary out? Like, this is these are the things I would like to do today?
Yeah, typically. So what's interesting about seniors is they're no one better at providing feedback than them. They don't really have much of a filter, which has been really helpful in us building our service and our product. What's cool also, we are able to manage like a technical feedback loop because the students are the ones using the tech. But regardless of what's going wrong or right with the tech, the senior's experience is the same because primarily they're on the phone. So it allows us to grow, fix stuff as we grow, but also maintain a good experience.
Okay. So how long has this been around?
So I've officially left my full-time job about a year ago this week.
Wow.
And we have we've been live since January officially, and we've been growing really rapidly. What's really exciting is how much people use it. Our average customer spends 12 hours a month with Papa.
Wow.
I know. It's insane.
What?
Yeah. So that's been great.
Is that at all what you were expecting?
100% opposite. I thought people would use it maybe maximum, like my hopes and dreams, was an hour a week. And we have customers using it 10 hours a day.
That's...
Wow.
Awesome. It's pretty great.
Yeah.
To have gotten that.
It's a market, like a need that you weren't even prepared for the scale of.
No, but it's great because, you know, the students are more excited the more hours they get to work. And
sure.
What I think is happening is seniors call up and they're like, okay, I need to go to the doctor. That's like a specific need. Okay, great. Or my mom needs to go to the doctor. Okay, or I need to go grocery shopping or whatever. And then they find, wow, I have this membership I'm part of, which doesn't really mean much to us maybe, but to them it's like they're part of this club.
Yeah.
Right? And then they're like, okay, how do we use this service more? And I really like it. I think people end up getting in these like hour-long conversations, and it's like 9 o'clock at night, and they're still there, and they're friends.
Yeah.
I think you picked the right location to even start it.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because as you're talking about, I was like, wow, this would be great in Florida. And you said Miami. I was like, oh, yeah, well.
Exactly.
Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Tampa, Orlando, Ocala.
Yeah.
That all makes sense.
Yeah, yeah. And it's the perfect breeding ground. A lot of colleges as well.
Yeah exactly.
So.
It's the perfect pairing of almost like statistically too many of both. You know,
exactly,
it's such a weird such a weird pairing.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great. Okay. So you're currently in Miami, Tampa.
Yeah, we're in Broward County, Dade County, which so Miami, Fort Lauderdale, Boca area.
Okay.
Tampa, Sarasota area.
Okay.
And we'll open up Orlando Jacksonville, coming. Orlando, Ocala over the next 6 months.
Okay.
Wow.
Focused on Florida for 2018 and then pretty
Makes
much
sense.
Develop our playbook.
Yeah.
And we should be able to copy and paste that.
Learn your lessons as you locations. Move north in the state.
That's
yep.
Awesome.
And then next year we expect to be at least 5 states.
Okay. Really cool.
Yeah.
I like it.
Everything's going pretty I mean, obviously, there's a lot of rocky roads, but
sure.
We're happy with the progress.
If somebody, either a student or a senior, is in one of these markets and is interested in finding out more, how can they do that?
You could call us, 1-800-348-7951, which is our 1-800 number.
Sure.
You could go to joinpapa.com,
okay.
Which provides a lot of information, good videos. Obviously, you could sign up, or you could download our mobile app. You could search Join Papa is 2 words in iOS or Android.
Yes.
And that's for members or pals.
Okay.
Awesome.
Very cool. Well, we really appreciate you coming and talking to us.
Yes, this was so cool.
What a cool product.
Thank you, guys.
And I love that it's in Florida, first of all.
Yes.
That's great. And I love the idea of it in general, even if it's just companionship, somebody to be around.
Well, what's exciting is actually, I don't know how familiar you guys are, but the Center for Medicare, the insurance product that services seniors, just approved for 2020 that our type of service would be paid by government for Medicare Advantage, which is like insane. Yeah, so we're ready for launch, and we're getting prepared for 2020, but until then, we'll continue to offer it to consumers and businesses, senior living, health systems, really any organizations that caters towards the 65 plus.
That's awesome.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
For sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank
Andrew.
You.
Yeah.
Like, this
thank
so
you
so cool much. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, and have a good collision.
Thank you. You too.
So cool.